that you are kind of like a puppet that you can hold up. He'd use it to scare the grandkids with, you know, put it out for Halloween, right? And then guess where he put it when he was through with it? In the closet, right? And as I was reading these scriptures, I began to think about how often that we put things in the closet at well. It might be that marriage that's just so-so now, but we've just kind of given up ever lighting the fire that was originally there. You know, it might be that career that we had going pretty well and then something really went bad. We probably all had that experience and we thought, well, I guess I won't be able to be that, you know. And as the months and the years go by, now I don't know about you, but this is what I've noticed. I move past discourage and I move to give it up. That's when I take it and I stick it in the closet, you know, kind of like the valleys of dreams, you know. Yet the story today is about, even though you don't see things happening, God is there doing something, just like in Pete's dragon. The dragon was there, but most people couldn't see it, right? God knows our dreams. God knows we have this hope of when we reach our dying time that we've really made a difference. We made an impact on the world so that our lives meant something, right? And so it's easy to give up on those dreams, those mistakes that we won't ask forgive, those relationships that no longer work and pack them in the closet. But today, God tells you, you know what? After your divorce, you don't always have to be lonely, you know? You can get out of debt. You can get out of that addiction because God can resurrect dead bones, right? The Israelites, they had lots of skeletons a while. In fact, Ezekiel sees this whole field of dead bones, doesn't he? Those are lost dreams. Those are griefs over all the mistakes they made because it's their own fault that they're there, you know. Ezekiel is talking to the people of Israel who have been in captivity for so long, their kids don't even know what it was like to not be there. Their old mistakes that brought them to captivity, that's what's in that field of dry bones, you know. And just like our skeletons, they've put it in the closet, you know. Ezekiel knew about broken dreams himself. He was a pretty well-off temple priest. He, too, got carried away during the captivity. So what's he doing? He's a street preacher now. You know, one of those things we never want to be. At first, he's preaching, woe is you. This is what happens. But then we turn a corner, don't we, today? You know, he felt like when he was talking to the people of Israel, that it was like he was talking to dead bones. They weren't even listening. They didn't have any hope that their dreams could come true. They didn't have any hopes that those dry bones could ever come to life again, you know? And so I thought, you know what? Sometimes we're like that. When everything we've ever wanted is gone, you know? Maybe you're in exile because you've lost your home. A lot of people did that, right? Maybe you're in exile because your dream of being in the army suddenly went away, right? You feel like, you know, I have been there before. Has anybody ever been there before when you thought, well, I don't know where I'm going from here, but it doesn't look good. I remember when I worked, and it was my own fault, I have to tell you that. I'm never the hero of my story. It's always somebody else. Because I'm not really a hero, I have to tell you that. But when I was at a not-for-profit, you know, I thought I did this great job over the number of years, and then I decided, well, I'm just going to go take a pulpit, right, and start doing that, move over from that. And so I did a couple of things, so I thought that the company would be secure. Well, the only thing that happened was, you know, I thought they were going to have this great big party for me leaving and stuff. No. They came to me and said, don't you do anything else. And as it ended up, some people even said some things that weren't true. So you know how I left that place? Just like this. I mean, I was utterly discouraged. And then I got my first assignment, and I was even more discouraged. To tell you the truth, was not a match made in heaven. And I thought, good Lord God, where am I going from here? I'm not doing that. This obviously isn't working either, you know, because I had these great expectations, and here I am in the valley of the bones. I'm in the valley of disgrace is what I would call it, right, you know? And I couldn't go to people and say, this is how bad I'm hurting. Because, you know, in our society, they don't welcome that, do they? When we are hurting and have our bones dead, can we really go to people and say, this is where I'm at, I need your help? Do we really trust most people that we know with that? We don't. And so it's really difficult to get out of the valley of bones unless you have somebody that's talking to you to help that, you know? So, and I got to thinking about this fact that we might want to just take a moment and think about, where in your own life do you have dry bones? Where in your life have you given up on something you were really dreaming about? Let's take a minute and think about that. You obviously don't have a whole lot of dry bones. No. God then told Ezekiel, what did God tell him? God said, speak to those bones, you know, and they're going to come back to life. And I can imagine Ezekiel, well, if it were me, saying, now come on, those are just dead bones. They can't come back to life, right? Even the exiled people said what? Woe is me. We're just slaves. We have dead bones, right? It would be like you and me going to the cemetery and saying, okay, everybody rise up, right? To those dead bones, you know? People would think we're crazy, and they thought Ezekiel was crazy. Well, actually, a lot of things Ezekiel did, they thought he was crazy for, right? And so, but then I thought, oh, well, how many times have I done that in my life? How many times have you done that in your life when God has come to you, maybe through another person or something, and say, here's what I think you're really called to do. Here's a really great opportunity for you. I think you can do, and you say what? Woe is me. I can't do that. I don't think that's for me, you know? You know, doubted that God could restore us. Doubted that God could raise us up. And our bones to come alive, right? So Ezekiel, God says to Ezekiel, go tell my people, I am going to raise them up. I'm going to take them out of the grave. I'm going to give you back your land. Everything is going to be wonderful, right? And the scripture says there's a rattling of the bones, right? I feel that every morning when I get up. And these giant bones came right back together in the right place. And then they have this tissue and the muscle going on it, you know? Have you ever noticed that when all of a sudden you have this goal or the dream in your life and you're chasing it, how much courage and how much strength you have? That's that bone and that tissue coming back on, right? And God breathed new life in him. It wasn't the old thoughts. It wasn't the old ideas of what could happen. It was a brand new breath that says, this is something new that I'm going to do for you, you know? So God said, if you believe Ezekiel, prophesies to these bones. What do you prophesize to dead bones, by the way? If you were standing there looking at somebody's dead bones, what are you going to prophesize? Can you dare to prophesize to somebody else that God's going to raise you up and that God is going to put meat and bring your bones back up, you know? And I thought, probably no, you know? But what I do know is that God prophesies to me through others, and that God did raise me up and did that for me, and that God lifted me up when I no longer could lift myself up, you know? So when you think that what you love and what you desire for your life is dead and gone, God is still doing something behind the scenes, because he's been working in your life since the day that you were born, you know? You don't have to worry. God has you in the palm of the hand, but it's hard to think that, isn't it? When your bones are laying there and you have no dreams. But you know what? There's no power on earth that could restore those bones, is it? God alone could cause them to put meat on the bone, the skin and flesh that covered them, you know, and the wind that blew across the body, which was the Holy Spirit, and they were restored alive. How will you? That's the part of you that's dead. The part of you that's no longer dreaming. How will you let that be restored to life? Or are you going to be like the bones that say, woe is me. I can't let God do that. I'm too afraid. What if it's something I don't like? I'll probably fail again, all the things we've been thinking. But like me, God is preparing you for something greater, which is what I think is here. Because you are great And you're getting greater every day. So I think we can replace this worry that we have if we decide to take a step forward, if we decide to let God breathe into our bones, you know, and keep trusting in God. But what it takes is prophesying to your bones. What are you going to prophesy to your bones? What's in your closet that this week you need to pull out, this week that you need to say to God, keep prophesying, help me to raise me up over these bones. What are you going to say? So replace your worry with confidence is what I say. Trust that God can bring you out of that closet. Keep trusting, keep prophesying to the dead bones. And do time. Your dreams, your mistakes, everything that's gone on in your life that caused you to be in the valley, it's going to come back together because God will see that you're raised up. Amen.